This school year doesn't look quite like any other in Bradley University's 123-year history, but the incoming president is optimistic.
But I think we're off to a solid start. I can tell you, I know our students are excited to be here, and we're excited to have them back.
That's Bradley University President Stephen Standiford. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, September 2nd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact business, education, and sports, what's the impact on the fashion world and how we dress? Clothing companies have reported huge losses and have been forced to close their doors to shoppers. Deidre Clemente, a fashion and culture historian and author of Dress Casual, How College Students Redefined American Style, says in order to keep consumers engaged, clothiers should have an online presence.
I would certainly recommend anybody who doesn't have a major online presence to move in that direction.
Clemente says living in a world without dressing rooms is going to be really difficult for a lot of people of older generations. She adds that clothing companies may need to consider limiting options and focusing on specific styles. She notes that during World War II, inventory was reduced because people had less money to spend and companies' manufacturing materials were often in short supply.
There's a historical precedent for this idea of paring down your offerings in a time of sort of both social upheaval and, you know, consumers stepping away from buying.
Clemente isn't sure that the 2020 work-at-home movement will yield further changes in the category of casual clothing.
I think it'll be really interesting in the post-pandemic world to see, like, how this sort of sliding scale of casual evolves.
As for a dramatic fashion reaction to the current informality seen in the U.S. today, Clemente doesn't see it. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County area health officials reported 38 new COVID-19 cases Tuesday. No new deaths were reported. At-large Peoria City Councilwoman Rita Ali is running for mayor. Ali would be the first woman and first person of color to lead the city of Peoria if elected. 1 week after voting down the plan, Peoria City Council reversed course and okayed the fire department cuts. And the Peoria Civic Center says it needs financial assistance to survive beyond the next 60 days. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Stephen Standiford's first full year leading Bradley University looks unlike any other in the university's 123-year history. Tim Shelley talked to him about the university's COVID-19 response a week into the semester.
Obviously, it's different. And one of the things that we've had to do, like all universities, we've had to rethink a lot of things, including space. One of the things that we really emphasize is the importance of socially connected, physically distant, and how we created those physical distances throughout campus. That was a big part of what we've had to do. So it changes up things a little bit. And the other thing that we've had to do is we've created a lot of flexibility in the teaching schedule. And honestly, that's probably the work behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see, but it's really just been phenomenal work by my colleagues to be prepared for whatever, right? So if we have a student that has to step out of the class for a while, they can stay connected virtually and just to build that flexibility into the program that wouldn't be there otherwise. But I think we're off to a solid start. I can tell you, I know our students are excited to be here and we're excited to have them back.
There's a requirement that you need to wear masks whenever you're unable to socially distance. How's that going so far?
You know, it's going really well. One of the things actually this weekend I was on campus a bit just wandering around, and I, you know, a real shout out to our students who are really doing a nice job of taking this serious and behaving in a way that is appropriate. We tried to take a very positivistic approach to this whole conversation, to this whole effort. So if you were to go to our website, you'd see on that upper left-hand corner something called Bradley Unite. That's actually a slogan that came from one of our students, with a bunch of videos and a bunch of posts around how we engage in a way that allows us to be together, but in a way that is appropriate so that we can create that social distancing and mask wearing. In fact, there's some great videos on there from the director of our health center, Dr. Higgs, on why the masks are important and how to wear the mask, which is something that a lot of people may or may not know. So we really try to be thoughtful about our campaign and making this something that people can understand and appreciate why it's important.
What's it going to look like in terms of student organizations this year? I know there's the fraternities and sororities, athletics. I mean, how does all of that change this year?
Well, it looks very different. A shout out to our students for some of their creativity. I've been to a variety of virtual activities that have been very well done. And so what's happening is our students are coming up with a variety of creative ways to interact and connect. The other thing that you may notice if you were to walk on campus, we're trying to create spaces where students can engage, but in a way that is appropriate. I will also give a shout out to our fraternities and sororities right now. The leaders of those respective organizations have done a wonderful job of talking about the importance of their behaviors. That has been encouraging to me to watch them really step forward and be leaders in helping us navigate this crisis.
Right, because that's really another aspect of this. It's not only what happens on campus, it's also what happens off campus. So everybody has to also adapt their behavior off campus, whether that be faculty or students, though.
Absolutely. Nationally, that's often where things spread in these events off campus, where people are getting together and not behaving in a way that is appropriate given our environment. And at least thus far, I've been really impressed with the way the campus has responded to that, and I have every reason to believe that they'll continue to do so. The other thing that I'm a fan of, and I'm a strong advocate that we are an important part of the community, the community is an important part of who we are. So I actually sent out a letter to the area businesses talking about how we're thrilled to have the students back to support them. Help us do that in an appropriate way by making sure that everyone is engaging in the appropriate level of social distancing, wearing masks when appropriate, and so forth.
That was Bradley University President Stephen Standiford speaking with WCBU's Tim Shelley. Before we let you go, this afternoon at 2, there's an Intro to Alcohol Inks class at the Ruth Inman Art Studio. This evening at 6:30, You Are My Sunshine Painting class is happening at Art at the Bodega, and there's an open mic comedy night tonight at 8 at the Jukebox Comedy Club. These events enforce social distancing and masks are required. Find more at their websites. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.